This is a coping mechanism for plenty of others on or near the front line of the pandemic response. Jeremy Conendike, age 42, a pandemic preparedness expert and senior policy fellow at the Center for Global Development, took up baking 5 years ago while he was the director of the United States Agency for International Development Office of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance under the Obama administration and was helping to lead the U.S. response to Ebola. He continues to research disease response and policy. While Mr. Conendike no longer bears the burden of responsibility for leading the national charge against a pandemic, these are still anxious times for him. When his thoughts are spiraling, Mr. Conendike resets his focus by baking. The nature of my job was, you're trying to make some very, very bad things somewhat less bad, constantly trying to stave off harm and damage. What I began to appreciate about baking was, it was just very different from that, Mr. Conendike said. It's all about creating, and you have a tangible product at the end. In disaster relief, famine, war, epidemics, the crisis goes on and on and on. There's no point where you're finished, he said. Baking lets you take a project from beginning to end. For similar reasons, Lily Adams, a fellow at the Institute of Politics and Public Service at Georgetown University and a former staffer for the presidential campaigns of Hillary Clinton and then Kamala Harris, spent a recent day in social isolation making croissants. She used a many-step recipe with requirements she'd seen on the Great British Baking Show. I thought it kind of looks impossible, so I might as well try it because who's going to know if it's a complete failure, Ms. Adams, age 33, said. It's not like I'm having a dinner party. In politics, if something goes wrong, there are a million possible explanations for why it didn't go as planned, she said, but baking is a science. It's all about chemical reactions, so if something doesn't turn out like you'd hoped, there's usually a very quick explanation. It's nice certainty in a life or a career path that doesn't have that. Recipes don't need to be complicated to offer a respite from chaos. Desiree Bennett, age 31, a business reporter in Memphis, said she decided to spend part of a recent weekend on a no-knead loaf after a grueling week of on-the-ground reporting. I picked this recipe because the YouTube videos promised it would not go wrong. And I don't have the mental capacity to fail at bread making right now, she said. Dr. Spencer's current routine is to proof his loaves overnight, bake them in the morning, and while they're in the oven, tend to media requests that have been rolling in since Barack Obama retweeted and praised Dr. Spencer's account of a day in the ER. Then he will enjoy some wonderful bread with his family before heading back to the hospital for the next shift.